State lawmakers return to the Capitol next month, and when they do, one of the bigger issues with which they'll be dealing is CPS, after the revelation of more than 6,500 uninvestigated reports of child abuse and neglect. State Representative Kate Brophy-McGee is the co-chair of the legislature's CPS Oversight Committee and a member of the governor's care team. She wants to separate CPS and some related programs from the Department of Economic Security. Brophy-McGee says some of her colleagues are talking about a sense of deja vu.
A lot of them, certainly those who have been here longer, have said that this is not the first time that this has come up. I also think that there is the political will to do something about an area that it's very, very difficult to address.
Are there other proposals that you think either you or others, either people who are on the oversight committee with you or just others in the legislature, might try to put forward next year as a response to what we've seen with the uninvestigated cases?
I certainly think that would happen. My original intent in putting legislation forward, and this was well in advance of the NIs being discovered, was to start a conversation amongst my colleagues and with the governor's office about reorganizing and reforming CPS. Since the advent of the not investigated cases, there are certainly politicians or colleagues who I'm certain are thinking about legislation or will introduce legislation in reaction or response to that. And maybe between all of us, we can come up with a better way to build this mousetrap.
Now, the natural question when this issue comes up is cost, and how much will these things cost? Is more money the answer? Do you get the sense that there is the will in the legislature to spend more money to try to fix CPS?
If cost is a function of reforming CPS, I think the way that you get there is to fix what I perceive to be a very broken management system. In other words, we just hired 200 caseworkers this past year. But if they are not properly managed and if the existing resources of the department are not properly managed, more money is not going to solve that problem.
Now, I know that making predictions about what the legislature will or will not do is always kind of a risky business. But from your perspective, what would you think the chances are that you guys will do something related to trying to fix CPS in the 2014 session?
I'm fairly confident that the legislature will do something simply because this has become such a high-profile issue. What that something is, I don't know. I also know that with the work of the care team, which is the governor's team, I'm a member of that as well, is that there could be some immediate recommendations that are more administrative in nature to the governor to make some badly needed changes to how the agency is managed. But I don't think there's anything short-term that we can do to make the issue go away.
State Representative Kate Brophy-McGee is the co-chair of the legislature's CPS Oversight Committee and a member of the CARE team set up to oversee the investigations of the non-investigated cases.